Hello and welcome to Grad Next Audio, brought to you by Study Trust, Van Schaick Publishers, Capitec, and me, Ruda Landman. These podcasts go with a booklet called Grad Next, which is available to download for free on the same platform where you found this podcast. Grad Next was created to help you cross the gap between being a student and being a working adult. It consists of four sections: knowing yourself, finding the opportunities, the practicalities of getting a job, and finally, being a working adult. This is another episode of Section 2, Finding the Opportunities. Last time, we talked about networking. Let's take that online to discuss a very powerful platform, LinkedIn. In your tool bag for networking and job hunting, LinkedIn is your secret weapon. It is so much more than just Facebook for professionals. Right now, it may feel like an app for later on, once you've climbed your career ladder and have a big list of contacts. But with 20 million companies listed on the platform and 14 million open jobs, it's a paradise for job seekers and graduates alike. LinkedIn essentially acts like a digital CV that represents you and your skill set to the world 24/7. Here's how to set yourself up. Number one, visit linkedin.com, click on the Sign Up button, and follow the on-screen prompts. After signing up, the real work begins. Two, upload a recent professional photo of yourself. This is the first impression a person will have of you, so make sure it's a good one. Ask a friend to take a photo of you in good light, but not squinting into the sun. Don't stand against a white wall, especially if you have a darker skin tone. Choose a neutral, plain background. The crucial part is to look neat, professional, and friendly. Smile for those potential contacts and employers out there, and dress for the job you want. Number three, write a short, effective profile headline to showcase at a glance what you do. Something like, engineering graduate seeking position in software industry, or marketing graduate specializing in PR. Have a look at profiles of other people, especially those in your dream industry and job, for ideas of how to do this. Number four, fill in the summary section of your profile. Keep it short and simple. In 100 to 150 words, sum up who you are, what you've done, and what you hope to achieve professionally. Use strong adjectives to describe yourself, but stay away from cliches like hardworking and fast learner. Open that thesaurus and look for unique ways to describe yourself with words like committed and effective. Find a job description in a field you're aiming for and look at the adjectives they list. Mirror those that apply to you. Number five, fill in your CV and history. Divide your education into secondary, that's high school, and tertiary sections. Mention any special prizes and achievements like top achiever in mathematics, chair of the debating team. Under tertiary, mention your majors and any distinctions, whether it was for a module or for the degree as a whole, or graduating with honors. Number six, list any awards or achievements that are relevant to the direction you're going in. For instance, if you're an engineering grad, you'll want to list things like Science Week awards or being in the top tier of your maths class at varsity. Mention any internships, part-time jobs, or job shadowing you've done, but leave out side jobs you did to get by, like waitressing and retail work, unless these fields line up with your career goals. If you have any experience doing volunteer work, be sure to mention it. Finally, your skills section will showcase the tools you've mastered to work in your field. For instance, a graphic design graduate will list all the software programs they work with, like Photoshop and InDesign. A film student will list skills like editing and directing. An economics graduate will list business strategy and data analysis. The key is to be honest. Do not list skills that you cannot confidently demonstrate. If you only speak a few phrases of isiZulu, do not claim that you are fluent. A handful of strong skills you are confident in is better than a long list of flimsy claims. And now number 8, with your profile set up, you can unlock the best feature of LinkedIn, making contacts. Start simply and humbly. Invite friends, family, and varsity classmates. LinkedIn's alumni tool will help you find all the classmates from your university. The people who accept your invitation will become your first contacts. LinkedIn automatically shows you the contacts of your contacts. These are called second contacts, giving you the chance to send an invitation to someone you may not know, but share a mutual contact with. Dream big. Add people you admire, a CEO perhaps, or people overseas. The worst that can happen is that they don't accept your invitation. But if they do, you'll have an amazing contact on your list who just might open the door to a job. Always send a short but professional note when extending invitations to people you don't know. This will increase the chances of you being accepted and making an invaluable new connection. With a complete profile and a few contacts, take full advantage of LinkedIn's power. You can search thousands of jobs. You can look for companies you admire and follow their company pages, where jobs are often posted. You can build relationships with your contacts, perhaps using the private messaging tool and asking for career advice. You can take a few LinkedIn skills quizzes, they're free, that leave competency badges on your profile, so connections know you're legit. You've now joined a global online community, giving you the best possible chance of making all your career dreams come true. That was episode 8 of Grad Next Audio, the third one in our section on finding the opportunities. Next time, we talk about the road less traveled, entrepreneurship. Please join us again. You can also download the text for free on the same platform where you found this podcast. Goodbye, until next time.